بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، my brothers and sisters, بإذن الله تعالى الله سبحانه وتعالى has given us the opportunity to talk about and think about Salah. And we are coming to the end of whatever I wanted to remind myself and you about. Today I want to talk about the reminder that Salah gives for us, which is five times a day what we are reminded about when we do, when we establish, when we make Salah. The first and foremost thing that we are reminded about is the importance of purification. It is the importance of purifying ourselves externally and internally from all that constitutes the opposite of purification, the opposite of what is pure, which is filth, which is evil, which is sin. In Salah, externally, we do that with wudu, with ghusl, with taking care of our clothes and our place of prayer, the masjid. Internally, it constitutes equally importantly of freeing and purifying our hearts and our minds from all forms of negativity, from all forms of from hatred, depression, from any kind of negative thoughts. Freeing our hearts also from hatred, freeing our hearts from nifaq, from hypocrisy, from bukhl, from stinginess. And most and foremost of all is to free ourselves from all forms of shirk and bidat, from all forms of joining partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of creating innovations in the deen, no matter what the intention might be, because all bidat begin with a good intention. So that is the first lesson from Salah. Five times a day we are reminded about the importance of purification. The second lesson from Salah is to free ourselves from, maybe that's the first lesson, to free ourselves from everything else in this life and dedicate ourselves to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. When He said, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, Allah said, we have not created the human beings and the jinn for anything other than our worship. So therefore, when we pray five times a day, we are reminded of this, that we are fulfilling the purpose of our creation. Worship is not restricted to Salah. The human being's entire life, the mu'min's entire life is and can become worship if he lives his entire life according to the blessed sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is eating, he is drinking, he is working, he is sleeping, his relationships, everything in life can be and will become something that Allah will reward him for, which is one of the definitions of worship, and that will happen if he follows the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But the primary form of all worship is Salah. Salah is the number one and most important form of worship. And so therefore, we are reminded five times a day that we must free ourselves from this dunya to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make rujoo ila Allah, to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Then when we come to the masjid, we stand behind the imam. The lesson that we have is twofold. One is the importance of following an imam, the importance of following a leader and doing what the leader leads us to. In the following of that leader, the other lesson is we follow that leader as long as that leader follows the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The imam can be anybody in the world. The imam can be the most august and the biggest and the most learned of all people. But if the imam makes a mistake in salah, it is the job of the muqtadi to correct him. People did this even with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The issue of imamat and the issue of leadership in Islam is not blind following. It is following a leader who obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's following a leader who follows what Rasulullah SAW taught us to do. So that is the lesson in Salah. That we follow the leader and we do what the leader is leading us in. We follow the leader. But we do that as long as the leader is following his own script, which is the Kitab of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If the leader deviates from that script, maybe because he forgot or something, then it is the job of the followers to correct the leader. The next lesson is our relationship with our own brothers and sisters, that we stand in one saf. All the brothers stand together in one saf, all the sisters stand together in another saf behind the brothers. And we stand shoulder to shoulder, we stand without any differentiation on any basis. Islam teaches this lesson of non-discrimination, not once in a year, not once in a month, not once in a week, not even once in a day, but five times in a day. Of complete and total equality before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Non-discrimination is in the genetic code of Islam. The only differentiation before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what Allah said, inna akramakum inda Allahi atqakum, the most honored among you in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is the most obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So therefore, standing in a saf, together with our brothers and sisters, shoulder to shoulder, without any discrimination on the basis of social position, wealth, color, race, nationality, age, no discrimination. There is absolutely no discrimination. We stand shoulder to shoulder. So this is the next lesson that we have. There are no reserved pews. In a masjid, there are no reserved seats for anybody in a masjid. Everyone is equal in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we go through in the salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also we learn the lesson and the reminder that what is acceptable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us as being acceptable to Him. Any innovation, any addition, any subtraction in that takes away from the salah. So no matter how much, no matter what our niyyah might be. And for example, I might say, well, oh, I love Allah so much that simply doing two sajda is not sufficient for me. I want to do 10 sujood. Then my salah is invalid. Even though my niyyah of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you might say that that's a good niyyah, but the way to please Allah is to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Is not to invent something from yourself, no matter what your intention might be. And then we focus on what is recited. We reflect on the Quran. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when we finish our salah, the salah finishes by promising safety and by promising peace and harmony to all those on our right and all those on our left, which means the whole world. The salah finishes, it begins with Allahu Akbar, it begins with declaring the greatness and glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is over and above everything else, and it finishes with safety and security for all of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creations. In the name of Allah, we say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to learn the lessons from Salah and to implement them in our lives, and for this to be a means of goodness for us in this dunya wal akhirah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.